The population of London is about 8.6 million. We're remembering today that some people in our continent, based a few hundred miles away from here, only that, decided that it was appropriate and justified to kill 6 million Jews and black people and Slavs and gay people and gypsies and disabled people and others. 6 million Jews and the others getting on for the population of London today. Eliminated not because of what they said or because of what they did, but because of who they were, of the unchanging characteristic that was theirs and part of their character. How dare anybody come and take the life of somebody because of what they are? How dare somebody take the life of somebody because they are Jewish, or from Gypsy stock, or Slav stock, or black, or gay, or disabled? How dare anybody do that? And yet they did it. And we have to be angry, and we have to be terribly sad, but we also have to be determined. And Avren and Vera, we thank you for the testimony that reminded us that you have been able to forgive an unconscionable evil, but you want us not to forget. Together with the Chief Rabbi and colleagues from both other major parties, Ed Balls from the Labour Party and Michael Gove from the Tory Party, I've had the privilege in the past year of serving on the Prime Minister's Holocaust Commission. We are presenting our report to him today. And he asked us to serve on the commission so, Philip, that we could keep memory alive. He asked us to make sure in this country, which was not the place of the worst persecution, that when Avrem and Vera and those of your generation are no longer with us, we do not forget what you have gone through and what you have told us. And I hope that this city and this borough and this country will take the recommendations that we're making today and make sure that we absolutely keep memory alive, so that the young ladies of Notre Dame School, the young girls and boys of every single school in every single part of the United Kingdom, remember that the evils that we saw in the 40s have been seen too often since then. And it is too easy for people to turn against somebody because of what they are, not because of what they've said or what they've done. And every citizen of the world, you're right, Philip, every citizen of the world, of all the countries which are members of the United Nations, have a duty to make sure that we stand together to counter that insidious, wicked evil. Just one last thing. It's always a privilege at these events to be with the Russian ambassador and the other ambassadors and representatives from the other former Soviet Union countries. We have our differences. There are big issues between us. But there are more things that must unite us. We are in one continent. We have a duty to the world to honour the obligations of the United Nations, which also met for the first time in London 70 years ago this very month. And we have an obligation to make sure that the anti-Semitism and the discrimination against people because of what they are never has a place supported by anybody in any authority or establishment anywhere in the world. That's why we're here, to keep the memory alive. And I pledge, on behalf of those I represent, that we will do it. And I know that everybody here will pledge the same.